Redskins fans are disappointed their team isn't part of it, but there is a huge weekend ahead in the NFL playoffs. There are four divisional games on tap, with the winners going to the conference championship games.
Let's get a preview from David Elfin, longtime Redskins beat writer and author of The Washington Redskins, The Complete Illustrated History. Hello, Mr. Elfin.
Hello, Ms. Howard. I guess not as happy a weekend for you as it would have been otherwise.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Well, that's the truth.
Imagine if the Ravens and Redskins had home games in this kind of weather this weekend.
Oh, wow.
In January.
Ooh, yeah. Nice weekend for that, huh?
All right, let's get started because there's a lot of ground to cover. And let's start with the Ravens going to Denver for that AFC matchup.
You know, I know Baltimore fans are going to be disappointed to hear this, but I really think it's Denver's game. The only thing that would stop Denver right now is that they've had this lull. These teams lately seem to have a problem when they've had a break. But Denver, I think, has won 11 straight games. Peyton Manning had an unbelievable season. They're very tough at home. And the weather, last I heard a few days ago, was going to be 21 and snowing. And the Ravens will not have the emotion and everything they had with the last home game ever for Ray Lewis last Sunday. I think it's Denver's game.
Okay, let's talk about maybe the best matchup of the weekend, Green Bay in San Francisco in the NFC.
Yeah, that's a funny one because the Packers, before last week, had been losing a lot of home playoff games lately, and the 49ers lost the home championship game last year to the Giants. So neither of these teams has really gotten it done lately when they're supposed to. They've played each other a bunch over the years in the playoffs. They know each other pretty well. Green Bay seems to be a little bit better because they can put up some points. San Francisco had a surprisingly good year on offense. I love their defense, but I'd maybe pick the Packers by a field goal.
And then there is the Seahawks against the NFC's top seed Atlanta.
You know, back before this playoff started, I picked Atlanta and New England to be in the Super Bowl, and I know top seeds never get there these days, and the Falcons have yet to win a playoff game with this coaching staff in 5 years. Their running game concerns me. The Seahawks were better than I figured last week. I'm still going to go with Atlanta, but this is one I would not even touch in terms of anybody listening to anything I say in terms of my hunch, because I think this game could be a total toss-up.
All right. And finally, we have Houston at New England.
Probably the worst game of the weekend, I think. Houston just is not that impressive lately. They did beat Cincinnati last week. The Patriots, despite the fact their best pass rusher is banged up, the Patriots at home over the Texans, I got to think that's New England all the way.
All right. Thank you, David Elfin. We'll talk to you Monday, I hope.
Thanks.
All right. You too. David Elfin, longtime Redskins reporter.